Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. What is the right way to do Hagba? After Kriyas HaTorah, we pick up the Sefer Torah, it's Ashkenazim do. You're supposed to show three columns of the Sefer Torah to show the writing to everyone. But what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stand there, sit down. So we're familiar people, move around. How are you supposed to move around? You look in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Yisim and Kuflam and Dalad. So if Beis Mara Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am Ha'omdim Li'amino U'lismol, you're supposed to show the writing of the Sefer Torah to the people that are standing to your right and to those that are standing to your left. U'machziru L'fanov L'achrov, and you're supposed to show, turn around the Sefer Torah to in front of you and behind you. And the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Mishneh Berurah points out that when you turn, you're supposed to first turn to your right. You're supposed to first turn to your right based on what? He seems to reference the Gemara in today's daf, Yuma Daf Tesvav. It comes up a bunch of places in the Masechta. A line, Kol Pino She'ata Pone Lo Yiyah El Yamin. When you turn, turn right. And therefore, when you're turning over here, you're showing the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur, you're supposed to first turn to your right. But the truth is, there are still different practices about this. You may have seen some people that go in a full circle. You go around, turn to your right, then continue turning to your right till you go in a full circle. And that's great, and you showed the Sefer Torah to everybody. It's interesting, the Mishnah Halacha, Rav Menashe Klein, Chelek Yidal, Simen Kuf Gimel, adamantly is of the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem that way. Because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is like complicated. It says you're supposed to show it to the people who are on your right and on your left, and you turn to your front and your back. If it meant that you go in a circle, it could have said you go in a circle. It would have been very simple. But there are many that argue that the Chazon Ish would go around in a full circle, and many other posts. Given the idea is, again, kol pino shata pone lo yel liyamin, and continuously keep on turning right until you get around. And this halacha comes up in many other areas, specifically in the shul. It's interesting. When a kohen goes up to duchen, he goes up onto the Aron Kodesh, and he faces the Aron Kodesh, and he turns around. When he turns around, he's supposed to turn right. And then when he's facing everybody and finishes doing Birchas Kohanim again, he's supposed to turn right to face back to the Aron Kodesh. Some posts can point out when in Kabbalah Shabbos, the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, Bo'i Kala, Bo'i B'Shalom, you turn to the back of the shul again, you're supposed to turn to your right. When a Chazan brings out the Sefer Torah, he's facing everybody. He goes down the Bima, he's supposed to go down to the right. When someone finishes getting Aliyah, he's facing front, and he leaves the Bima, you're supposed to go to your right. All within this idea of Kol Pino Shata Pone, Lo Yiyah El Aliyamin.